Tre koli lo mishtame. A cute little topic, which has some hashlachot, some implications, even for a few daf from here. But it's good the way our schedule worked out. But it's good that we can fit it in, because I think it's an interesting topic, and it will come up a lot. And Bli Neder, if I won't forget, there is a very famous halacha lamaisa impact of our sugya, which all of you who've gone to co-ed camps or other such things have relied on, and that connects to this sugya. So, the Mishnah told us that in the Beis HaMikdash, they used to blow the shofar surrounded by two chatzotzrot, and certainly the implication was that they're all blowing this together. So the Gemara right away asked the question, how could you do that? How are you fulfilling this mitzvah if trei koli lo mishtame? We have this principle of trei koli lo mishtame. Now, just as an etymological point, or just maybe that's too fancy of a word, just what does the word mishtame mean? So we generally translate it, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, as you can't hear, which is kind of like saying you can't concentrate on two different things at once. But it should be noted that I think grammatically, mishtame means something more. Mishtame means objectively, two sounds can't be heard. Not that just that you can't concentrate. Mishtame, they are unhearable. Now, those are obviously not the same thing. There's an objective point, but then theoretically, there could be, even if objectively it was doable, it may just be really, really hard. So that's just something to kind of keep in mind. And some of the Rishonim that kind of once came up if you were sensitive to it. But either way, the Gemara asked the question. So the Gemara eventually gives three answers. The first answer the Gemara gives is, that's why we extended the Tekiah. But the Gemara has a huge problem with that, because that implies what? Or even just that part of a tekiah, right? That part of a sound is enough, and that seems to contradict other halachos, and we seem to reject that. What was interesting, Ha'ara or Havamina, that the Ritva had, that even though the Gemara seems to reject the possibility of fulfilling with part of a tekiah, maybe what would be different? Maybe a trua would be different, right? Since truas are broken up anyway, maybe it's not the same thing, right? There's that one line, and if you caught it, there's one line in the Ritva where he says, well, maybe a trua you could hear a part of. Anyway, there was this huge discussion in the Rishonim, which some of you may have had a chance to look at, although because our Seder got so broken up, maybe you didn't have a chance to get through it because it was pretty meaty. Huge discussion in the Ritva, and there's other Rishonim by extension. When we say you're not Yotze, do we mean with, you know, the last tekiah of the first set, the beginning of the second set? Is it both? Is it one? Is it which one? That's a big discussion, not for our Chabura, but if you saw that, that is the big discussion in the Rishonim. It's like if Lahavdil, like if you're a Bal Kore, you know, one word ends with a certain letter and then the next word becomes the same letter, right? If you blur it and you don't, you know, specifically make that break, so, you know, you're not, is it a problem for both words, the second word? So in a certain parallel sense, that's the Rishonim discussion here. Then the Gemara says, okay, well, if that's not the answer, well, after all, maybe the difference is if it's from one person or two. Maybe the reason that it's okay to hear the chatzotzos in the shofar is because it's from two different people. And the Gemara asked on that, because we have this halacha, this braita, right? That said we have all these other examples from Kriyas HaTorah and other things where we said, no, you can only have one person doing the tirgum or one person doing the laning, but you can't have two of them at the same time. And there, even though it's two different people, it seems to have been a problem. So the Gemara says, well, it must be because it's chaviv. What was the makor for chaviv? It was also Bryce Wright from Megillah, right? You could have 10 people, whatever was the number, right? 10, right? You could have 10 people doing the Megillah at once, and the Gemara says, amazingly, it still works. So Megillah, Hallel, Megillah, Afilu Asara Koren, Ama Kaven the Chaviv, Yahiv Daite, Achanami, apparently with shofar, Kaven the Chaviv, Yahiv Daite. So Ushama, one last, what's the PS of the Gemara? Well, now that you've told me that the reason it works is because you have Trey Gavrei v'chaviv, that seems to be the maskana of the Gemara, two different people producing the sound, and it's chaviv. Therefore, you can listen. That's not Trey Koli, that's Trey Koli Kain Mishtame, it can be heard. So I'm going to ask, well, if that was the case, what's the PS question? That was what's the last line of the Gemara, the last line of the Gemara. It's like a PS. You get so into the details, you got to take a step. Right. It all. Our first answer was that explaining the mission. Oh yeah, that's why the mission says we extend the shofar. What do we need to extend the shofar for if it's not to help avoid this problem? And the Gemara says, very beautiful answer, especially coming on the heels of Rosh Hashanah, Leida Shemitzas Hayom B'Shofar. You don't really, really need it. It's symbolic. So let everybody know that the real mitzvah is the shofar. One last point before I take your question. What does chaviv mean?
Chaviv
This is really fascinating. It could be a whole sicha. Easily could be a sicha before to get shofar. What is chaviv? The Gemara says that shofar and other things, but shofar is chaviv. What is chaviv? So that itself is right. There's a sicha right there. That's mamash avodas, you know, human psychology, avodas Hashem 101, right? What's new, what's fresh, we appreciate, right? Things that are chadash are chaviv. Agav, when I saw that, so how come we don't say it? Continuation of the Gemara. We don't say that by Kriyas HaTorah every week. Even though it's a new parsha every week, it's a new story. That's really, you would think it's chaviv. How come we don't say chaviv by Kriyas HaTorah? So I would have thought, like in Lomdus, it's one mitzvah every week, even though the story changes.
And also, it's not a specific mitzvah technically.
I would have totally gone in your direction. But I saw, I think it was the Yom Trua, who says something really important in its own right. He said it's because of the mitzvah of Shnai Mikra Vechatargum. Even according to Rashi, that it's Chadash, but you, by the time you get to Shul on Shabbos, you've already gone through Shnai Mikra. So it's not Chadash. There's a Chiyav of Shnai Mikra to go through the Parsha before Kriyas HaTorah, before Shabbos. You could, yes, you could.
Whereas the Yom Teruah thing you have once a year, and therefore the bridge.
It's kind of like.
Every time the Chiyuv rolls around, there's been an.
Yes.
Gap that's
I think it's a good point, and it reminds me of, you know, maybe you've seen this, a famous question. How do you define Tadir? Do you define Tadir how many times you do it a year, or how frequently? Right? So Sfiras Omer is a classic thing, right? Sfiras Omer, you do 49 times. That's like a lot more than Yalv Yavo or other things, but you only do it for a 7-week period. The rest of the year, it's. Out of sight, out of mind.
The definition of a reoccurring action.
Right. These are similar questions. So what is tadir? You add up how many times you did it a year, that makes it more tadir, if it's more times? Or is it, no, this I do every week, this I do every month, this I only do for 2 months a year. So, right? So machlokas. Machlokas a poskim. Anyway, so I just want to point, so that's chaviv, right? Some people say it's chadash. But other mefarshim, and this is really, I think, what's quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, if you saw, talk about, no, it's chavivas of the nes. They say by the Megillah, it's Chavivus of the Nes. There's something exciting about Purim, right? We're reliving and we're re-energized by the salvation. So what about Shofar? In Mishnah Berurah he quotes it, but it's from earlier Achronim. This Chavivus of the Nes. So what about Shofar? So they say, because Shofar, I think this is the second opinion in the Yom Teruah on our daf. Just to remind you, aside from the fact that it's in Bar Ilan, if anyone wants to look at a Yom Teruah, I have it by my Makom. Very important Achron on the Masechta. Every daf. So the Yom Teruah says, also Rosh Hashanah, again, this is also perfect sicha material, says, no, it's also chaviv because it's kasveinu b'sefer achayim. This is what's going to bring zichroneinu, as we saw in the first daf with in kategor nasa senegor, right? Why is shofar considered lifnim? Because it's mal zichroneinu lifnei amakom. So that's very chaviv. It creates an intimate connection with Hashem. It's going to help us get into sefer achayim. What could be more chaviv than that? So either you take the Rashi approach and you try to figure out what makes something new, frequently, or you say that there's certain chavivas of just the excitement of the particular mitzvah. The only problem with that is, and it's like insulting to any mitzvah that doesn't make the grade. But anyway, just to keep that in mind, little horrors. Yes, you were asking.
Seems with the two criteria that you need in order to make...
Trei gavri v'chaviv.
Right. If we define lo mishdame as something that was impossible to hear, not difficult to hear, then what relevance does the chavivut have?
Right, so which is why I think we usually translate it as, but again, I'm just pointing out, in the words, there seems to be some objective notion, and I think sometimes, and a little bit in the Tosfos Rid, if you saw that I put it on the sheet, there are times in the Tosfos Rid, or even in the Ritva, where it seems like he's going back and forth between them. But yeah, I agree with you.
On a halakhic level, you kind of have to say that objectively it can't be heard.
Can't be. Then how would Chaviv help?
That's what I would.
So maybe, it's a good segue, Natan, maybe that relates to what really is the meaty issue, which I want to just make sure you guys saw, and if not, just to help you formulate this. The real meaty issue in the sugya, which is not that big, it's a small sugya, but the real meaty issue is, when we say trei koli lo mishtame, what does that mean? What's lo mishtame? And conversely, and clearly there's going to be, I shouldn't say clearly, but for most Rishonim, there's a connection, in the cases where you can hear, what can you hear? Now, I'm not trying to be completely mysterious. Who knows what I'm referring to? Trei koli mishtame. What can you hear? There's actually two different possibilities, right? Well, in the lo mishtame. So you can't hear. What can't you hear, Yitzi?
Either you can't hear anything or you can't hear one.
Excellent. Is it either or neither?
Neither.
right? No, that would be the same, I guess.
Neither or both.
Yeah, neither. Yeah, either or both. That's what I meant to say. Yes, actually, that's what I wrote here. Either or both. Yes, exactly. Is trei koli lo mishtame mean you can't hear either? You hear nothing, or it just means you can't hear both, but you can hear something. So this is a machlokas, it seems, between the Rishonim and who? I put it on the sheet. He's not. Didn't call him a Rishon. The Turi Evan. I know we're all fasting. The Turi Evan. So the Rishonim, again, I put the Tosfos Rid on the sheet. Rav Rosenzweig used to say many times that he thought that the Tosfos Rid was really, maybe other than the Ramban, the first proto Brisker. The Tosfos Rid is a very lumdish Rishon. Kedai to learn it whenever you can. So this is a good example of that. But even if you didn't see it, it's in the Ritva. The Ritva and the Tosfos Rid, I think, are saying the same thing, although the Ritva is more, the Tosfos Rid is more explicit. The Lashon of the Tosfos Rid, Chad mivalbel chavrei, ve'ein adam mevin, afilo chad mehem. Right? So sometimes 1 plus 1 is not 2. They cancel each other out. 1 plus 1 is 0. Too much of a good thing. Each one confuses you. The Tosfos Rid is explicit. Right? That's on your sheet. That's what I gave. The Ritva is not as explicit, but the Ritva is mashma that he agrees. Why? What does the Ritva say? When the Gemara asks the question, how can you have the shofar and the chatzotzrot? What about trei koli lo mishtame? Asks the Ritva. Pirish, what is the question? Sheyishma kol shofar. How can you hear the kol shofar? Shumitza sayomi bein shnei chatzotzrot. So he doesn't say you can't hear either. But he's saying, how can you hear the shofar? He's not saying, how can you hear both? He basically doesn't seem to care at all about the chatzotzrot, and yet you still can't hear the shofar in the question. So it's not as explicit as in the Tosfos Rid, but he's certainly mashma that way. I think I have a good raya that my diuk is correct in a moment, when we see the kamashmalan in the Ritva. But lamaisa, the Tosfos Rid is explicit. You hear nothing, and I would say the Ritva is also mashma that way. The one person on our daf who explicitly disagreed was the Turei Evan. The Turei Evan was bothered by a question. What's the proof? What's the makor? What's the example of trei koli lo mishtame that the Gemara quotes? No, before that even, I'm not being clear. What's the example which is the exception that proves the rule? Zohar v'shamer. I wasn't clear, sorry about that. Zohar v'shamer, right? That was the classic example. That needed a miracle, because ordinarily trei koli lo mishtame. So says the Turei Evan, wait, if all you needed, how many things do you need to hear at the Sarasa Dibros? You needed to hear both. Zachor v'shamor. So it says Tosfos Rid, according to those Rishonim, I meant the Tosfos Rid, I meant the Turei Evan, thank you. Says the Turei Evan, according to those Rishonim, how does the, what's the Raya and what's the Raya? Maybe you could be Docha the whole thing. By Har Sinai, you needed to hear two. You can't hear two, fill in the blank, but you can't hear one. But Har Sinai, that's not good enough. But when it comes to shofar and chatzotzros, if you only need to hear one, okay, I can't hear two, but I can hear one. As he's bothered, the question of the Turei Evan is, how could the Gemara prove that we have a problem? The whole basis of the question of the Gemara is, but you see in Har Sinai, it was a miracle because otherwise it couldn't have happened. So he asked the question on the Gemara. What is the Gemara's question? Couldn't I just understand that in Har Sinai, at Har Sinai, I couldn't hear both because of the halach of trei koli? I could have heard one, but that doesn't help me because I need to hear both. Right? Half Shabbos is no Shabbos. Right? 99% Shabbos is also zero Shabbos. It's all or nothing with Shabbos. Zachar Shomer B'dibur Echad. Also significant hashkafa in that. So maybe half is nothing. But I could hear one, and therefore when it came to the chatzotzros and the shofar, maybe one is enough. That's his question on the Gemara. Now the whole question assumes that what? That even when you say trei koli lo mishtame, you can still hear one. That's the whole premise of the question. And his answer is even a bigger chiddush. Because what's his answer? His answer is, well, you know what the proof of the Gemara was? Because there is a mitzvah here, the chatzotzros. The chatzotzos and the shofar are roughly similar to Zohar v'Shamor. Now he backtracks a little bit on that in the end. But he basically says, you needed to hear both here, just like you needed to hear both there. Trei koli lo mishtame means you can't hear both. But what you're left holding the bag. And the bag is, you can, according to Turi Evin, hear one. I'll read you the key line here. Hainu, what does it mean, Treklo Lamashtame? Hainu, Shteyem B'yachad Yefshar L'Shmoa. Dumi D'Zachar V'Shamor, Shai Tzrichin L'Shmoa L'Shteyem. Okay. Umikal Makom, he says B'Ferush. Im Chavein L'Shmoa Es Achas Mishtehen, Yachal L'Shmoa. Now at the end, I'll take a question in a second, see, at the end, he backtracks a little bit, because he says, well, if that's the case, so then, what's the answer? What's the answer of the Gemara? Like, why are we? How does extending the shofar help? So basically, what's Tosfos' explanation? When you're blowing in the beginning, three of us, I'm blowing the shofar, two of you are blowing chatzos simultaneously. If I concentrate on one, I can hear one. Says the Turi Evin. What do the people do there? They concentrate on the chatzos first. Check. Then, when the chatzos is finished and the shofar extends, it's in that time that they just focus on the shofar.
It doesn't fit in the pshat of the Gemara. The end.
The end is shver. The end is difficult. He's forced to be dochok a little bit. Yes, I agree. But that again, for my purpose now, I just want to point out that he is clearly arguing on the assumption of Ritva and Tosfos Rid, that he thinks even in Treikali lo mishtame, you can still hear one, right? Now does seem to be a Rishon or two who may agree with him. I did not put the Rashash on the sheet, but I did mention to see there was a Tosos in Soto, which if you had a chance to see. But also the other Rishonim, they do quote a Gemara that comes up in a little bit. The Gemara is on Daf Lamed Daled. The Gemara talks about, just mention it for a few moments, if you have nine people blowing nine kolos.
Wait, each one doing separate one or what?
They're all blowing at the same time. Nine people. Right, the first line of Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Dia. So on that Gemara, there's a big discussion whether you are... You know what? I take it back. I'm also tired. It's going to be too much for you now. Let's stop for one second. Let's leave that aside. Let's for now assume... I'm sorry, my bad. Okay, let's rewind. Let's assume right now we have a machlokas from the Turi Evin and the Ritva and Tosfos Rid. Okay, what's the nafkamina? How would we? Where do we see this as a real machlokas? So first of all, is there a mitzvah to hear the chatzotros? The Turi Evin assumes yes. He backtracks at the end. He said it's not a mitzvah kulei hai, but the whole assumption of his it's not as big a mitzvah as shofar.
Objectively, it's got to either be or not.
Fair enough. So he does assume. He does count it as something. That's the whole premise of his question. But here's the point. Here's where you really see the machlokas beautifully, and I think where the Ritva becomes even more clear. If that's a machlokas, trekoli lo mishtami, zero or one, so what's the kamash malon when you have a scenario of tre gavri v'chaviv, then what's happening? Did you think about that? What's happening then? So if you hold like the Ritva, in theory you have two options. Well, which option did the Ritva take? Which one would you take?
One.
Exactly. So the Ritva actually says that beferish. The Ritva says, what's the Kamash Malan there by Trey Gavi V'chaviv? This is the second Ritva that I had you see. Gabi Shofar V'chatzotros, Tahavile Trey Kale, Mitre Gavre, Eino Tzarech El Shmo Echad. See, here he's beferish. Beferish, you don't have to hear the Chatzotros, you only have to hear the Shofar. The Hainu Kol Shofar, because that's the mitzvah of the day. Shapir Mishtame Lechavein Bekola Shofar. Shehu, Tzarech. Ulishomo, Ben Kolos Achatzotros. Halishmoa Shnehem. But to listen to both, even the Maskana, even with Trey Gavre, even with Chaviv, to listen to both, Shnehem Mamish. That's the mocker that Mamish did not get invented in Monsi. It's already in the Rishonim. Trey Gavre Mamish. Bitzorich lehem, afilu mitrei gavri, even though if they're both mitzvos, and even if it's two gavras, lo mishtame. You can't do it, says Ritva, it's impossible. Even trei gavri, even. Now that is do that. You can reach that maskana according to the Ritva if our first diak was correct. Right? There has to be some improvement, right? In the sugya, right? You have to go from somewhere to somewhere. Trei gavri, Trey Koli lo mishtame, to in certain cases Kain mishtame. So if the high end, according to the Ritva, is only one, right? You don't have to be Sherlock to figure out that what did the Ritva hold for Trey Koli lo mishtame? Zero. Which is what we said we were medayik in the first, in the Ritva initially. It wasn't explicit like in the Tosas Rid. But it's basically meduyak. And this is, clinches it. Because his big crescendo was only one voice. So if that's the improvement, so clearly it's coming from zero. That's the first shita. The Tosas Rid, yet again, beferish. Even with Chaviv, even with Trey Gabri, that means you can hear one. L'shitasam, you only have to hear one because we don't really care about the Chatzotzos. They're just like pomp and circumstance, but they're not the mitzvah. So what is the hot transition of the Gemara? Zero to one. What about according to the Turi Evin? Now he doesn't say it beferish. But what must he hold? What must he hold? If he holds that even when we say Trey Koli Lo Mishtame, even then you can hear one according to him, what must he hold when it's Trey Gavri V'Chaviv? Amazingly, that you can hear both. Trey Gavri V'Chaviv according to Turi Evin must be that you can hear both. Now that is an astounding chiddush. The Ritva says it's physically impossible. Only Hashem, that's the miracle of Har Sinai. But it's the inescapable conclusion of the Turi Evin. It must be. If you have a chance, if you're interested, the back of the Gemara is the Rashash. Have you seen the Rashash? You know the Rashash? He's a good guy to get to know. He was a banker. He financed the Vilna Shas. Some say, half cynically, that's why he got in. But he clearly knew how to learn. He has a lot of good auras. But it does help if you Torah V'Gdula B'Malkum Echad. Anyway, so you have a few of these people throughout the centuries. Ephraim Zarmer, the Mate Ephraim. He was a big banker, and you know, the Tartamima, I think, also they say, right? So I'm always jealous of these people. I could barely learn, even learning full time. Like, but certain people could be like, you know, financiers and Talmid Chachamim. Quite impressive. Yes. Anyway, so the Rashash points out, if you want to take a look at it, it's on our daf, but for now, I'll just tell you what's the point. He points out, he's not necessarily agreeing with the Turi Evin, but he points out that there's a basis in Rishonim for the Turi Evin, at least for his Maskana. And that's Rashi. And here, if you give me 2 more minutes, here we'll mention the Gemara I didn't have you see. But just so you should see how it ends. So even if you just saw everything on the page, everything on our daf, you should have been able to, if you were not fasting and we didn't have all this breaking up of the time, what we should have been able to see is exactly that building of the sugya. There's a machlili machlokas about what Trei Koli Lo Mishtame means, and that impacts when it does work, how it works, okay? And also you do see some nuances of objective and subjective. But just to give you a little bit of a flair, a little bit of a clincher, so the Rashash points out that Rashi seems to agree, Rashi, with the Turi Evin. It's not muchruch that he agrees with the front end, that even when we say Trei Koli Lo Mishtame, you can hear one, but it does seem to be muchruch that Rashi holds, maybe the bigger chiddush, that when it's Trei Gavri V'Chaviv, you can hear both. Where does Rashi say that? Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. Now, Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara has the sugya of Teisha Tkios B'Teisha Shos, and then our topic, Teisha B'nei Adam B'Echad. Teisha B'nei Adam K'Echad. Right? 9 people at once. And the girsa of our Gemara is Lo Yotza. Rashi says, what do you mean, why aren't you Yotze? Why shouldn't you be Yotze? Trey Gavri, they're two different, they're 9, but they're certainly 2 people, 2 plus 7, they're 9 people, they're more people. Shofar is Chaviv, you should be Yotze. Rashi on that Gemara, he invokes, well, what are you going to say you're not Yotze for? Trey Kolei Lo Mishtame. But here it's Chaviv, here it's Trey Gavri. So Rashi changes the girsa. He quotes from other people who have an earlier girsa, based on a Tosefta, that in fact you are Yotze. Trey Gavri, Miteshim Ne'adam, Ke'achad, Yotze. Yotze. Yotze what? Clearly not just one kol. You're Yotze multiple kolos. Says the Rashash, it seems from this Rashi, that it means you count as if you heard everybody. Right? Mida Raisa, you only need to hear 9 kolos, right? Before we get into the whole stakos, what is a true, and that gets us to 30. Right, Mida Raisa, right? We'll get to this. This will be one of our sugyas after Yontif. It's a very Yesodistic Mishnah and Gemara that the mitzvah of shofar is 3 times 3. Right? The 3 churos, and each one has the tekiah before and after. So Rashi here says you're Yotze the 9. Says the Rishash. Who's that base like? That's based like the Kuri Evan. According to the other Rishonim, according to the Ritva and Tosas Rid, at most your Yotzei won. And wouldn't you know it, if you really want me to dazzle you, the Ritva on this Gemara says your Yotzei won. That's the Ritva Lashitaso. That even when we say Kein Mishtame, because it's Trey Gavre and Chaviv, that means you can hear one, not more than one. But Rashi, it seems, holds at least like the conclusion of the Torah Evin. So either you go from 1 to 2, or you go from 0 to 1. Yitachain, it's possible that Rashi holds you start off at 0 and then go to 2. Maybe there's a Ran in Megillah that says that. I don't want to hold you anymore, but there is a Ran. I can give you the Makor if you're interested. There's a Ran in Megillah that says, like, if you can hold, either you hold like 2 or you hold like 0. It's all or nothing according to the Ran. That would be a third Shita. On our Gemara, it seemed like it was either you go from 0 to 1 or from 1 to 2. And if we plug in Rashi to that, so since we see he says you go to 2, probably he means you started off at 1. But there is a third theoretical Shita, and it seems like it's the Ran, and maybe it's Rashi, who knows, that you could even go from 0. Trekol Lomashtam means you hear nothing, but Tregavi Vachaviv means you can even hear both. That would really be intriguing. What does that have to do with Kolisha? Very simply, in the long, long tshuvas of the Sridi Eish, where he gives all of his defenses, which he clearly is not happy about, but B'dievet, he krechs out a kula. What is the assumption of his kula? See, he limits it. It doesn't help for karaoke night in Camp Moshevar, or whatever other, or Kimor Ashar, or the other things. It's only Shirei Kodesh, number one. Yeah. Number one. But number two, what's his assumption? His assumption is that when we say Trei Koli, you hear nothing. So that's why, if there's lots of people singing together, he says Trei Koli Lomashtame, so you don't really hear the Kolisha. But if you held like the Turei Evin, and maybe like Rashi or others, maybe, who knows, that says that no, even in Trei Koli you hear one, then that would be bye-bye Heter. So he has a firm basis. The Ritva, Tosas Rid, say you hear nothing with Trei Koli. But that's where, again, he has all the side points, Heter Kiruv, and all the other things that he discusses in those Shuvas. But the Lomdusha point, which is that Dar Sugya, is that he's assuming that Trei Koli means you hear nothing. Okay? Yashikayach, everyone should have a good fast, feel good.